Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So are things getting all set for the big happening coming up in 1 week?
They are. I tell you, everything's a flurry right now at our office. We finished up the lineup yesterday, are getting those emails sent out to all the entrants today, and are rearing and ready to go. We're excited about our 44th annual community-wide Christmas parade.
And what might be the theme this year, Janine?
This year's theme is a joyful Christmas. And we think we have a lot to be joyful for in our community, great things happening, and just thought it was a very appropriate theme to have this year. And once again, great lineup, probably 75 to 80 entries into the parade. So it is just, it's going to be a joyful evening.
Let there be joy.
Absolutely.
That's right.
All over. So the parade starts at 7. Do you have the pre-parade festivities happening too again this year, Janine?
We do. Beginning at 6 o'clock, we will have our lighting and dedication ceremony, and we will light the official Christmas tree before the parade kicks off. Of course, we have the Emporia High Corral. We have our Christmas message. Just a wonderful, as I said, lighting and dedication ceremony. That will take place in front of our office beginning at 6 p.m.
Looking forward to that, and you will be able to watch parade coverage live on KVOE and KVOE-TV. I'll be joined by Janine McKenna. Do we have a guest this year that won something at an auction, Janine?
We did. We gave away an opportunity to present at the Christmas parade at the Flint Hills Technical College Gala last year. And so we will have, and now you asked me, Ron, and I was going to look that up, but we will have somebody wonderful.
Tree the World, I believe, isn't it? From
Yes, that is correct.
Unbound, yeah.
Yes, that is correct. And that will be wonderful having Treva as a part of our parade as well.
Good deal. And as Janine mentioned, big time lineup always is. And you have a number of categories that will be judged, you know, as far as the parade.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, we have a lot that signed up to be judged this year. And there's the religious category, the commercial, and then clubs and organizations. So we have four different awards that go out that evening for the parade flip.
Good deal. So, Janine, what do you have left to do here, I guess, for the next week before everything is all set and ready to launch? Because I know that with all the other things that you've got cooking, you're pretty busy just with this.
It is really busy with this. You know, as I said, we finished up the lineup yesterday, and it's constantly changing. So, but we've got everything set. That information will go out today to all the participants. And then it's making the books for the judges, because we have a lot of judges that go out and help us with the judging of the floats. We have a great committee that helps us, once again, with the lighting and dedication ceremony. You know, just a lot of those logistics and last-minute things that we have to do yet. But we're in good shape, and once again, we're excited about this. This is, you know, one of those fun events that we love doing every year.
Well, and it's endeared by this community because the turnout of parade goers is always robust. And I'll tell you what, if the Veterans Day Parade was any indication, Janine, of how people want to get out and support our parades here in town, it should be a huge one, because it was not a real nice morning out there for the
Veterans
Day as far as the cold goes, but the turnout was awesome downtown, and it looks like, if we're to trust the extended forecast, Janine, it looks like we should see highs that day in the upper 40s, which would be just fine, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. It would. And, you know, we love a little bit of that chill in the air. We want to have the feel of the season. And if the wind is not blowing too bad, those are always just gorgeous evenings. And you're right, people come out and support us and just have a wonderful, wonderful time.
And I know the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce wants to encourage all of you to shop local this holiday season. It is Small Business Saturday this Saturday. And, you know, a Chamber of Commerce gift certificate, they make great gifts, don't they, Janine?
They make wonderful gifts. Thank you for mentioning that. They do come in $5, $10, and $25 denominations. And we have those available. and they're quick and easy. You can go online and order them, so when you come in and pick them up, they'll be ready to go right when you walk in the door. You can call ahead and place that order, so once again, they're ready for you when you come in and pick them up. Or if you just want to stop by, it doesn't take us too long to prepare them and get them ready for you, but they do. They make a great gift for teachers, for neighbors, for the people that are just hard to buy for. It gives them the opportunity to choose which local chamber member they would like to go spend those dollars with, and there's a variety of members, over 80 members on that list that they can use, Matt.
Well done. Thank you, Janine. We'll be talking to you.
Thanks, Janine.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
All you right. Too.
Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, joining us on KVOE, 654, 27 degrees. Good morning. Stay tuned. Sports next.
Chase County Country Christmas this weekend. Friday night, we'll have kids' events in Strong City and a